Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 975. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaron Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha and Lerafu Shlema Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudis. Shtakav Rafu Shlema Psych Shachar Yisrael. Okay, so I would like to start a new malacha today. We basically finished Memachek, Memareach. Obviously, as we always say, there are questions that come up along the way from all various different type of malachas. We try and bring them up when and if they do come up, even though we might be in the middle of a different malacha. So the new malacha I want to start, Bezras Hashem, is Mavir, which is actually kindling fire and so on. And then after that, we'll try and get to Mechabe, which is actually Kibui, which is actually putting out the fire. So a person might ask, you know, well, what do I have to do with, you know, Mavir? I'm not lighting any, we all understand nobody's lighting a match on Shabbos and nobody's lighting a candle on Shabbos, and everybody knows that. I mean, even the kindergarten children, everybody knows you don't light a match, you don't light a fire on Shabbos. That's, you know, ABC, if you want to call it, of Shabbos. So now, and of course, we don't put out a fire, and that's all. So what else is there to know with Mavir, kindling, and Mechaba as far as putting out the fire? So as we know, it's interesting, but we have something called today electricity. And electricity is runs most of the time under this these two malachas of Mavir and Mechaba, you know, kindling or extinguishing a fire. It's not really, obviously, the electricity is not a fire per se, but we have to see how it actually works and how the malacha of Mavir, especially that's what we're starting with, how does that work in conjunction with appliances. You have many, many different appliances, obviously, which run on electricity, and how do we look at electricity and so on. So basically that is where it springs off to. And then there's various different other types of parts of Mavir kindling, which have to do actually with a candle. Sometimes if there's a candle, there's questions. For example, I have, I lit my Shabbos candles before Shabbos, obviously, which is what has to be done. But I have an open window, I have a closed window, and it's getting very hot. Could I open up that closed window and possibly the candles might blow out? There might be a wind outside. Am I allowed to open the window? Am I allowed to open the door? You know, things like that. What about Shabbos clocks, possibly changing Shabbos clocks? You have, as far as air conditioning and so on, various different questions which come up with that. And many, 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 many different shilas which come up in reference to a gas range, a stove, oven, these type of things. Not as far as the cooking part, the bishul part. That, of course, we went through all the, we had the malacha of bishul way back in the beginning. We went through the cooking per se, but what about the oven itself? You know, how do we work the oven? There's something called Shabbos mode. What is this Shabbos mode all about? What happens when I open the oven? Is there a thermostat? Is there electric gadgets? Is there problems with that? You know, so again, there's very many, many different type of shilas that come up in conjunction with the halacha of Mavir kindling and Mechaba extinguishing. Okay, so just to start with the malacha, as we always do, bring down the Sefer Lamedes Malachas. We always go to the Sefer Lamedes Malachas. Lineder, we try in the beginning where he brings down the introduction, and he says like this: that the malacha of Mavir. What exactly is the malacha of Mavir? Is it only when I take a match and I strike it? What is it all about? So the malacha of Mavir may be defined, he says, as any manner of kindling a fire, any manner. You don't need bedafka match. Any way, any manner of kindling a fire, making a fire, starting a fire. This includes igniting the fire initially, right? Or fueling or spreading an existing fire, right? For whatever reason, the person wants to make larger a fire. That also runs into the malacha of Mavir. It's not only bedafka, the initial start of a fire, but somebody's going to say, well, why would I want to make a fire larger? Let's say somebody on the stove, they make a fire bigger, right? They turn the knob or something like that during the week, for example. So when you're turning the gas, you know, you turn up the gas, so to say, you turn on the burner, you make it larger, so the fire gets larger. That is also part of Mavir. And the same thing would go if somebody, the opposite, if somebody is lowering the gas, or lowering the knob on the gas range, so they're making the fire smaller, so that would be a kibbutz. That would be, right, that would be putting out the fire, even though the fire is still there, but you're making it smaller. So these are all different parts of what Mavir is all about. Now, I do want to say, as we've spoken about in the past, there are many, many, not many, many, but there are quite a number of couples, a couple of pairs of malachas, which we've spoken about. You have koisev umoichek, you have writing and erasing. You have koisher umatir, you have tying and untying, right? We have various different, you have boina and soise, building and destroying. So there are various different couple of malachas, pairs, whereby they are sort of like a brother and a sister. Even though they're separate malachas, but many, many times, that which we say on one end, the same thing would apply on the other end for the opposite way. And Mavir and Mechaba is really sort of one of them to an extent, anyways. It might not be a brother and sister, it's more like a first cousin. We'll see why I'm saying that as we go down the road. But it's also one of those pairs where you have kindling and then you have extinguishing, obviously. So we're going to see sometimes we will mention the halacha on both angles, whereby we will learn Bezras Hashem. Of course, we want to learn the malacha of Kibbutz Mechaba separately and see how that's going to work and what those halachas entail. And we're going to see, obviously, that there are various cases which come into the malacha of Mechaba and obviously won't, you know, have anything to do with Mavir as far as kindling. Okay, so just to sort of end off, he brings down the Sefer Lamedes Malachas a couple of examples, as we are, of course, in the initial stages of the introduction. He says like this, initiating a fire is Mavir, striking a match, like we said, right? Igniting a cigarette lighter. Somebody has a cigarette lighter. Somebody flips on a cigarette lighter. That's Mavir. A sparking a gas burner, right? Somebody turns on a gas range, that's Mavir. Even though you say, what do you mean? What am I doing? I'm really just letting the gas come in through the pipe, you know, by turning on the knob, but that's still Mavir. That's part, you're making the fire now start up. And like we said, even when you're making it larger, it's also part of Mavir. He brings out a couple more of examples in reference to making the fire larger, fueling a fire. He says adding wood to a fire, right? Somebody has a fireplace and there's a fire going, whatever the case is. So they'll add wood to that fire. Adding wood to that fire is Mavir. Even though, again, you'll say, well, the fire's going. You're throwing in wood. You're making it larger. That's Mavir. Another example he brings on adding oil to a cup in a lighted menorah. Somebody has, right, the candle's light is lit and they want to add some oil into that. They'll just add some oil. That's also part of that malacha, raising the gas on a cooking range, like we spoke about. That's all this is part of the malacha of Mavir, as far as the fire, the fire end of it. Then, of course, we want to see, like we said, the electricity part, which we're going to get to down the road. First, we want to try and establish some various different ins and outs in reference to what this malacha is all about, And once we get a feel for it, we'll try and, you know, get into some of the, if you want to call it, nitty gritty with electricity, appliances, and so on. Okay, just one more quick thing he brings down here. Actually, two more quick things, if you want to call it. But he ends off again with the Sefer Lamedes Malachas. Mavir also includes the act of intensifying a fire by directly providing directly providing or enhancing the conditions needed for the fire, like the atmosphere or whatever the case is. So that's another way of doing it also. Like we said, you add oil to the oil that's already there. You're enhancing the conditions needed for the fire so that it burns better. That's all, even though you say, well, I'm not exactly, you know, making the fire per se exactly, you know, I'm not lighting fire to fire, but whatever the case is, these are all part of Mavir, the various different ways. And just one more example, how he brings it down in conjunction with what we just said, intensifying the fire. What does that mean? An example, blowing upon glowing embers, he says, to cause them to burst into flames, bellowing a fire, to have, you know, these type of things, removing the glass or covering of a kerosene lamp, thereby increasing its supply of oxygen and causing it to burn or to glow better. That's an interesting point that it brings down. Just by if somebody's going to remove, right, you're going to just remove the covering of a kerosene lamp. So what did I do wrong? I mean, I didn't touch the fire at all. I didn't add oil, but that's an interesting point that the person is increasing the oxygen supply. As we know, oxygen helps the fire burn better and causes it to burn or to glow even brighter. So these are all various different examples of how we understand the Malacha of Mavir. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.